Timothy McVeigh's lawyers are busy digging through another mound of documents this week. They're mostly records of interviews, hundreds of them the FBI conducted with potential witnesses in the case. Attorney General John Ashcroft took to the podium a few days ago to assure the nation that the document release was much ado about nothing. Nothing, he says, because there's nothing in the piles of papers that proves McVeigh is innocent of the crime. Nothing, certainly, that contradicts McVeigh's own admission of guilt. But surprisingly, the law at this point isn't concerned only with the possibility of innocence. It's concerned, too, about what McVeigh's lawyers could have done with the mound of information had they had it before trial. Contrary to countless Perry Mason episodes in which a surprise, cloaked witness enters the hushed courtroom in the trial's closing minutes and testifies that, yes, she saw the defendant rob the bank, in criminal law we do not allow surprises. Rules of criminal procedure and the Constitution's guarantee of due process force prosecutors to reveal all, even the cloaked woman, well before trial. And when prosecutors don't, even if their failure is unintentional, the constitutional question is not whether the documents prove that a defendant like McVeigh was innocent after all, but whether they would have given him better than a fighting chance at acquittal, or key here, a chance at a lesser sentence. It's all because of a murder case called Brady, decided by the U.S. Supreme Court in the early 60s. In Brady, prosecutors withheld a co-defendant's confession and, post-trial, argued it wasn't a big deal. Brady himself had admitted involvement in the crime and conceded he was guilty of first-degree murder. But the Supreme Court decided that a jury should revisit punishment in the case even so. Sure, both had confessed, but the undisclosed evidence, the co-defendant's admission that he had been the one who did the killing, might well have led the jury to give Brady a sentence less than death. A defendant, the court decided, should see any information that's favorable to him, information that would give his lawyers a reasonable probability of producing a different result in court. That case is why the mound of new documents handed over to McVeigh's lawyers is called Brady material, law talk for prosecution evidence the defense didn't know about at trial. And many defense lawyers talk Brady on appeal, raising many claims of withheld evidence. But not all Brady claims work, even in what might seem to be compelling cases, those involving the death penalty. Just 2 years ago, as an example, the Supreme Court decided a Brady claim in a death penalty case in which the prosecution accidentally kept certain materials and its interviews with a key witness from the defense. The justices decided that in the end, overwhelming evidence pointed toward the defendant's guilt. The newly revealed interviews, they wrote, would have made no difference to the jury deciding the defendant's fate. Which perhaps echoes the facts in the McVeigh case. Much new information, but not necessarily much news. It'll depend, of course, on what precisely is in those documents his lawyers are now reading, but it will not depend on whether those documents prove him innocent. I'm Amy Guida.